Proclamation number 7284 of 16th of February, 1959. Request for strengthening of the will. My adversary will not be able to prevent a person from taking the path to the cross, for his will already limits the adversary's power. Thus the will is first, and once this will has turned towards the cross, then the adversary has to step back and he can no longer prevent the human being from taking the path to the cross. But the will is free, the adversary cannot influence the will, just as I myself do not force the human being's will to take the right direction. But your will is often very weakened, it cannot quite make up its mind yet, and then it remains under the adversary's power. Therefore, let your first prayer be the request for the strengthening of your will, which I will certainly grant because I have acquired the strengthened will for you in Jesus Christ through my crucifixion. The strengthening of will is extremely important for the ascent development of your soul, and you can already secure the grace of a strengthened will through a silent supplication, and then you will also take the path to the cross. You will consciously turn to Jesus Christ and to ask Him for forgiveness of your sins and for your redemption from the enemy and adversary. And your redemption will be as certain as my love is for all of you who once came forth from me. But in order to give your will the right direction, you also need to know about the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. And therefore it is necessary that the glad tidings of your Savior and Redeemer are proclaimed to you, that you are informed of His act of love and mercy and of the reason for His crucifixion for the whole of humanity. But for my part it will also be ensured that all people will be informed of what has happened for the sake of sinful humanity. People's gaze will be directed towards the cross so that all those who are unredeemed, who are still in sin and have not found forgiveness, will take the path to the cross. All people should know that they only need to take the path to the cross in order to become free from their guilt, in order to be saved from all misery of the soul. And the knowledge of the divine Redeemer and His act of mercy will also strengthen people's will to go to Him themselves, or at least to send a prayer to Him beforehand, that He may strengthen the will, which again and again falls back into weakness without the help of Jesus Christ. But then the adversary will have become powerless. He will no longer be able to prevent him from going to where peace and redemption beckon to him with his eyes fixed on the cross, to where his guilt must also be carried if he wants to be released from it and completely detach himself from the adversary's power. Therefore, it is solely up to the human being's will how he will relate to Jesus Christ's act of salvation. And no human being can say that he was prevented from taking the path to the cross himself. He cannot be hindered if he himself wants it and has his eyes fixed on the cross of Christ. The adversary lacks the power to do so because the human being's will is free. But his rightly directed will earn him the highest and best, redemption from sin and death. And therefore you humans should only ever ask that your will be rightly directed and that I may strengthen this will, and this request will truly be granted to you. For it is spiritually directed and only testifies to me that you are willing to let yourselves be redeemed and that you only need protection and strength against your adversary. And your will be granted. It will be strengthened through Jesus Christ, who laid down his life for this purpose in order to purchase a strengthened will for you, in order to help you to become free from your tormentor. Amen.